Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wednesday, May 3rd edition, 2007 of The American Awakening. I am your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Normally, I make my announcements for the first few minutes, and then I go into a guest. And today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the whole show and talk about solutions. I don't have a guest today. I've got a guest coming up tomorrow, a very interesting guest. But I want all of you out there to get your pen and paper out, okay? Because it's time to come together, guys. It's time that we start talking about solutions, and I have some, and we're going to talk about it. First thing I want to get into, for those of you who have not heard, and I got an email this morning from Aaron Russo. And I'm going to read it to you because this is of a concern to all of us. It's about Ron Paul. And as we all know, we've got to get this guy elected. We've got to do everything we can do to promote, to contribute, to do whatever we have to do to get this guy elected. I'm going to read this email to you, and there's something you can do about it. I'm going to give you down the road a little bit after a couple of announcements. I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to give you some good news. But first, let me go into this. Fox TV is denying Ron Paul to be in the South Carolina presidential debate. They say he is not a recognized major candidate, and they want everyone to call the South Carolina, the Republican Party office at, again, grab your pen and paper, 803-988-8440. Again, that's 803-988-8440. And you need to ask, you need to speak to a Rob Godfrey, or you can ask to speak with a Hogan Gridley. That's a South Carolina GOP chief executive officer. The Republican GOP can put a stop to this. We need to have Ron Paul in the South Carolina May 15th debate, guys. He has paid his $25,000 registration fee. He deserves to be in the May 15th debate. He's a Republican candidate for president. He has voted constitutional on all of the issues, and he deserves to be heard. The American people deserve and have a right to hear him, okay? The Republican Party in South Carolina is going to allow Fox to choose who the American public will hear in the May 15th debates. I mean, come on. According to the polls, they're saying, well, Ron Paul is hovering right around 1%. And they're saying, well, there's seven candidates that are at 1%. We just don't have we just don't think they're effective enough. Bull. Come on now. Okay. I'm going to find out how many people are participating, how many people are active, how many people want to not. You don't even have to get up out of your chair, folks. I want you to send me an email at Discerner, D-I-S-C-E-R-N-E-R. 12000.com and do what I did last night up till 3 o'clock in the morning. I have got listed every email address that you can possibly blitz with Fox. And I want all you guys that have a computer to send me an email. I'm going to forward you this email that I got from Aaron. And I want you to, it's very simple to do. Okay. You can go in there and just, they've already got the explanation written out. All you have to do is type your name at the bottom and send it off to every one of these email addresses. So come on now, guys. Let's get with it, and let's blast Fox News and tell them, as it says in the letter, if they do not allow him to participate in these debates, then we're no longer going to watch Fox News. Of course, I don't watch it anyway, but, you know, they don't know that. We're going to go to a break. Okay, when I get back, I've got some more news, some good news, believe it or not. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. Stick with me.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. As always, Freedom to Fascism, the video is free of charge if you simply email. And I said, again, get your pen and paper out today. You're going to need to take some notes today, guys, because I've got some good stuff for you here. For a free copy of Freedom to Fascism, you want to email freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom 777 at safe-mail, .net. And again, I want to remind people that the reason that we send this out is so that you'll share it with a friend. Okay. Once we have seen this movie, once we understand, and I had Marcy Brooks on, I interviewed her, that's one of the jurors. What we're trying to do is educate people that if they're ever called for jury duty in a tax trial to vote not guilty. This is a solution. We need to wake America up of the crimes that are being committed in our court system. Now, I want to take a minute, moving on, and go into the hate crimes legislation. You've heard us preaching about that. Now, here's the good news, folks, is that we've been barking at people here for, I don't know, 2-3 weeks. We've had Ted Pike up, and Ted Pike has made the airwaves all over talk radio talking about this hate crimes legislation. Now, we know it's up for a bill today in the House. Then it's going to the Senate. We've given out the numbers for the Senate. I'm going to give them out again. Get your pen and paper. If you haven't already called, give them a call at 1-877-851-6437. Again, that's 1-877-851-6437. And also 1-866-220-0044. That's 1-866-220-0044. Now, if you think, by the way, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of praise. Some of my listeners out there are just the greatest, but they're obviously that you guys have got up off your duffs, gone over to the phone, and you've made some phone calls, because I've got some good news. We know that this is working. We know that the phone calls that are going in there are working, and I'm going to tell you why, because I'm going to read this to you. This is a press release from Associated Press today. It's off the press. The White House opposes the hate crimes bill. Now, before you get all excited about it, I don't want you to stop calling in, folks. I believe that this is a diversion. I believe that they have put this out to get us to stop calling in because they're sick of it. And then I think that they'll sneak it through. We need to keep blitzing them. I'm telling you, we're having an effect on them. I'm going to read this to you. Thursday, May 3rd, 2007, the White House issued a veto threat Thursday against this is exciting news, folks, but it could be a decoy, okay? The White House issued a veto threat Thursday against legislation that would expand the federal hate crime law to include attacks motivated by the victim's gender or sexual orientation. The hate crimes bill, with strong Democratic backing, is expected to pass the House Thursday. Similar legislation is moving through the Senate. But the legislation, which would also increase the penalties for bias-based violence, has met outspoken resistance from conservative groups and their Republican allies in Congress, and us, folks, probably a lot of us, who warned that it undermines freedom of speech and religious expression and equal protection under the law. The White House, in a statement, said state and local criminal laws already provide penalties for the crimes defined by the bill, and there has been no persuasive demonstration of any need to federalize such a potentially large range of crime enforcement. It also questioned the constitutionality of federalizing the acts of violence barred by the bill and said that if it reaches the president's desk, now listen closely, the president's senior advisors would recommend that he veto the bill. Now, I'm not saying he's going to do it. This could very well be a diversion. But I'm telling you, folks, your action is making a difference. Keep it up. Don't stop the blitz. We can make a difference here. And this is just one issue. At RBN, we're about solutions. And I'm going to talk about some more things here. We're working on solutions. I was up till 3 o'clock this morning sending out emails to everybody at Fox News, okay, to get Ron Paul into those debates. You need to do the same thing, folks. We're making a difference here, and we can make a difference if we all join together. I'm going to talk about that a little later. But let me continue with this. The White House also noted that the bill would leave out other classes such as the elderly, members of the military, or police officers. They didn't like that, and I'm not saying the bill might not come back later. I'm not saying that this might not be a diversion. I'm saying that what we have been doing obviously is getting their attention, and keep it up. Okay, now that in itself, folks, should show you that we can make a difference. Now, enough of that. Moving on to number 4. Codex. I talked about Codex the other day. I told you that I was going to get John Hamill's number, and I was going to get him up on the air, because this is another thing that they're throwing at us about taking all of our supplements, which concerns me deeply because I take supplements, off the shelf. Thank you to Patricia, because Patricia went down, she did a little research for me, and she came up with John Hamill's number. So, Patricia, I'm going to give him a call. I'm going to get him up on the air. He's obviously a very good expert at this, and I'm going to have him talking about Codex and explain it to him in probably a lot better detail than I can. I'm just like you guys. I'm a listener when I get off the air. I do not want these supplements taken off the shelves. I want to continue to be able to take my supplements so I have the energy to get on here and run my gums for 2 hours. Now, moving down to the next one, the gas out. For those listeners, you know that I talked to, a week or so ago about boycotting Exxon and Mobil gasoline. Now, I don't know about you. I sent these emails out to people. I know that there are a number of you that forwarded to everybody on your email list. One of my listeners actually sent it out to 62,000 people. There's going to be the same day of these debates, which is May the 15th. And again, we want to get Ron Paul into those debates because he's going to talk about issues that they don't want to hear about. Okay. We want to see that. It's going to be entertaining. Believe me. The gas out. May 15th. Now, remember, I've told you not to buy any Exxon or Mobil gas. Send out a copy of that email I sent you to everyone on your email list. But May the 15th, we're not going to buy any gas at all. Thank you to Michael again in New York for sending this in to me, because we are going to fill up our gas tanks, folks, before May 15th, and just make it a point not to buy any gas whatsoever from any station anywhere. And hopefully, just like with what happened on this hate crimes legislation, it's going to get their attention. And folks, I'll go back to that hate crimes legislation just for a moment again with that White House press release. It got their attention. It's working. They see that we're out here. Keep it up. We're about solutions here. We're going to talk about solutions today. I hope you've got your pen and paper out, okay, because I'm going to talk about solutions. The truckers, another good one. Remember, we announced the truck out. We did it for a little over 3 weeks before it was supposed to go off April 23rd to 25th. And there was a couple of places in the country where they tried to do it and it didn't work. But we weren't really organized, so we're organizing again to do it in June. Now, yes, there was a suit filed by the Teamsters Union, from what I understand, to the federal government about this. But it looks like the federal government is still moving forward with it. So we are still promoting this truck out. And I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs to you out of this today's trucking online. It says, despite vocal opposition from safety and protectionist groups, U.S. trucks will soon begin operating in Mexico for the first time ever, starting at the same time Mexican trucks begin operating north of the commercial border zone in the U.S. as part of a cross-border trucking demonstration program. The U.S. Secretary of Transportation, Mary E. Peters, made the announcement late Monday. She noted that the change was based on recent conversations with the Mexican government and the U.S. Congress. Now, listen to this poppycock here. This is a quote from her. We are working to give American truckers an unprecedented opportunity to compete in a substantial new market, Peters said. This announcement puts the program on track to lower costs for U.S. consumers, make our economy more competitive, and give U.S. truckers new business opportunities. Give me a break. At any rate, we're organizing this again. Wanda Piety is still active in this. We haven't forgotten about it. No, we're not announcing it much, not right now, but trust me, we are still working on it because we're looking to end this, folks. We're looking to end this. They're throwing bullets at us from all directions. Well, I just got some. Who gave you that call, Marcus?
The guy that called in?
Okay. Okay, folks. Well, I just had a caller that called in, and I've got a message here that Ron Paul has just been invited to debate in South Carolina. How about that? Now, I don't know. By the way, you don't have to send me the emails. Thank you very much. That just saved me about 6 hours worth of work. But that's great news because evidently the email that went out last night from Aaron Russo, I got one, and I know there's about 1,000 people that got one on their email list, maybe more. If they did what I did, and I emailed no less than, I don't know, about 40 email sites last night, every one of them with Fox. And you know what's curious about that? I emailed everybody at Fox News that I could possibly email, and evidently everybody else on that list did as well. Okay, the only email, I got one email back that I sent that was, you know what they call mailer daemon, where it comes back because it's undeliverable. And guess who it was to? None other than Hannity and Combs. Interesting, isn't it? So they're not accepting mail. At least they didn't accept it from my email address. But that's great news. Ron is invited to the debate in South Carolina. That's May the 15th. And, folks, you don't want to miss that one because I'm certain that we're going to see something in there that we haven't seen in a long time. And you know what it reminds me of? It goes back to when Kennedy was running for president. Okay? Those were the days, my friend. We're going to go to a break. We'll be back in three. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas at republicbroadcasting.org. 12180 shortwave. Stick with me. I've got more.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. During the break, I just walked out and talked to Julie, and she says that this caller called in and said that he called the number that I gave him, and the lady at the board of the GOP told him that I was lying, the people at the radio station are lying, that he has been invited to the debate. And I want to tell you, I'm not lying. I'm just reading what I was sent by Aaron Russo, and that is that Fox News is not covering the Ron Paul in the debate. So, you know, I don't know whether she's lying or whether, Aaron Russo, I'm sure, is not lying about it. All I know is I sent out 40-some-odd or 36 emails last night to Fox News. So your guess is as good as mine, folks, as to what the story is. But if anybody thinks that I'm lying, feel free to send me an email, and I'll forward you a copy of the email I got from Aaron Russo. Enough on that. Let's move right along. Let's see. I covered the truckers. Yes, we've still got that going on. It's behind the scenes. We're scheduling it for June. Now, as I told you, I've got a guest that's coming up tomorrow. Oh, I've got a caller on the line. All right, let's go to a call. Let's go to Paul in Texas. Paul, you're on with Michael.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Man, I was driving down the road, you know, all the trouble with the static here. I was trying to listen to what you were saying earlier, and I happen to hear you say something about Ron Paul.
Right. I made an announcement. I got an email from Aaron Russo last night, and in the email it depicted that Ron Paul is not being allowed to participate in the South Carolina debate. And I had sent out my I'd given out my email address for people to blitz Fox, all their email addresses, asking that Ron Paul be allowed to participate. And I gave out the phone number for them to call, for the listeners to call the Republican office. And a caller evidently called in to the station and said that I was lying, that he called the board, and they said he was invited to the debate. So, Paul, your guess is as good as mine. All I know is that I'm reading this right from Aaron Russo's email to me.
Okay.
And these people at the board are saying, well, he has been invited to the debate. And this email says Fox TV is denying Ron Paul to be in the South Carolina presidential debate. It says that he is not recognized as a major candidate. Okay,
wow.
So your guess is as good as mine. Now, is the lady at the Republican National or the Republican board, is she lying? I don't know. I would hope not. Okay, but all I know is that this is what Aaron Russo is telling me. So there you go.
Did you say you had a phone number?
Yes, I do. It's 803-988-8440. Now, again, this is Fox TV is denying Ron Paul to be in the South Carolina presidential debate. Now, I don't know if the fact that they invited him means anything or not. I know he's paid his $25,000 registration fee, but according to another article that I read online this morning through the Freedom Forum and also from whatreallyhappened.com, there were seven candidates that they said were falling in a 1% one percentile, which they thought was too low to even involve them in. Okay, so who knows? All I know is I want to see him in this debate, and I'll do whatever I can to get him there.
For sure. Me too, brother. Well, I'm working with his campaign here in Austin. So I heard his name. I just wanted to make sure what was going on.
Well, that's what's going on, Paul. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Hey, you bet.
All right. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Now, probably proceed with something else on that shortly. Another call. Let's go to Richard in Texas. Richard, you're on with Michael. Richard.
Michael, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
I was just calling to let you know I've already called the number and tried to leave my name. They wouldn't let me, but it is good.
Okay, he is going to participate.
No, I mean as far as the phone number. I thought
the phone number's good.
I was saying.
You tried to leave your name. Was it a voicemail?
No, it was a guy that answered. And, I told him I wanted to insist on Ron Paul being allowed in, and I wanted to leave my name and number. He said that wouldn't be necessary and just hung up on me.
Did he make any statement as far as he is participating?
No, he didn't, actually.
You know what I'm going to do? I got a break coming up. I'm going to call them during the break, and I'm going to find out what they say to me.
Okay,
hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, buddy.
Sure.
All right, bye-bye. All right, let's see. Got a couple minutes before the break. Oh, I've got another caller coming in here. I was going to tell you, I mentioned that I have a guest coming up tomorrow that is going to talk about, she's left the country, along with many people, folks, who have left this country. I did a short stint in the acting business back when I was in Phoenix, Arizona. I did a number of commercials. One particular commercial I did with a young lady named Leslie, I can't remember her last name, but she left the country as well. For the same reason, they were being stalked. This lady that's coming up tomorrow is going to talk further about it. But, you know, this concerns me. When people start leaving this country, this used to be the country that everybody wanted to go to. And now because of all this political stuff that's going on and the war in Iraq and the martial law and the hate crimes bill and all this stuff that's coming up, people are leaving. I just want my country back, folks. I want a constitutional republic back, and that's what we're all fighting for here. Let's go to Chris in California. Chris, go ahead. Chris.
Yeah, Mr. Herzog, I called, talked to Becky there at that phone number. I'd received an earlier email on this Ron Paul hubbub here, and it is, in fact, Ron Paul's own website, ronpaul2008.com.
Mm-hmm.
That attests to the fact that he has been invited, so that's not the reality. He's going to stand between those two thieves, McCain and Giuliani, on the 15th at the debate.
Okay, well, thank you for the call. I guess that settles that then. I won't have to call him during the break. Thanks, Chris. All right, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. We're going to go to a break. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. I'll see you in three. Got more news. Stick with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. As I mentioned just prior to the break, I guess we've got this settled. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Ron Paul has been invited, evidently, and maybe they just don't want the other candidates to know that aren't being invited because, you know, people will be calling them saying, well, how come my candidate's not invited? I don't know. I don't know what the reason is. The only thing I do know, folks, is I got an email from Aaron Russo saying that Fox News wasn't going to let him on, and now they're saying, yes, he's invited. So hopefully he's invited, and yes, this last caller that called in, he's going to be standing between McCain and Giuliani. That ought to be something. That in itself is entertaining enough to watch. Okay, moving right along. I'm going to tell you a story, guys, in case I don't think I've told you this before, but I want to go into a little detail about this now because I think it's time. You know, RBN is about solutions, and I'm going to talk to you. I've talked to you about some of the things that we're doing right now and some of the things that we're planning on doing. And as I just mentioned, that we're making a difference here. We need to work harder. As John said, you know, we need more boots on the ground. When I'm not here in the broadcast booth talking to you folks, I'm at home listening to RBN. And I heard John's show yesterday. And I'm going to tell you what happens. I'm going to tell you how I got here. And I'm going to tell you what goes on behind the scenes here so you know that this station, this
the people in here are dedicated to bringing the truth. And why are they doing that? Because they want the same thing that I want and the same thing that you want. And they want a constitutional republic. They want their country back. These people are dedicated people. These people are hardworking. They're passionate people. And they're honest people. If they weren't, I wouldn't be here. So let me digress for a minute. I want you to imagine for a moment. Well, no, let's not start there. Let's start here. How did I get here? Prior to about, oh, I don't know, November of 2007? Yeah. I don't even remember. It's 2004 maybe. Okay. Prior to that, I would sit on my couch like 95% of Americans, and I would watch the news, nightly news. Sometimes it'd be Fox, sometimes it'd be ABC. Didn't matter. I mean, I'd watch the news. And the highlight of the news that I would see, and I noticed that this was a similarity between all stations if I wanted to channel surf. The highlight of the news was usually something that there might be a drive-by shooting or, you know, Bertha's dog was caught in the sewer and took him 16 hours to get him out or whatever, and everybody's all happy and so forth. It's more of an entertainment value anymore than it is of bringing any concrete substance to anybody. And there was a feeling in my gut as I would sit there and watch the news night after night, because I was a news junkie. I wanted to know what was going on, that something was wrong. But I couldn't figure out what. And I wasn't really a computer savvy, if you will. I'd get on the computer every once in a while, but it wasn't really something that, you know, I was a wizard at. But I decided to go on a journey down that computer trail, and I started investigating. I just started typing in different things on Google, things that piqued my curiosity. And I happened across 9/11. I just typed in 9/11 one day into Google. And that's where it started. All kinds of stuff started popping up. Because, you know, something didn't seem right about 9/11, but I really didn't want to pay any attention to it, or I didn't have time. So I went down and I started looking at 9/11. And the trails that led off of that led me, one of the trails that led off to that in a lot of the research that I was doing. And by the way, as I was going through and doing intensive research, I was coming up with more questions than I was answers, and I was starting to get a real bad feeling in the pit of my stomach. And so I happened along down one of the trails, and I ran across Alex Jones' website. I went in there, and I happened to click Listen Live to the guy. And for the next, probably 2 months straight, I went into all of his archives, and I subscribed as a member. I watched all of his movies. I went down through all of his archives. I went through all of his past radio shows. And, I mean, I was doing this probably a good 16 hours a day, 7 days a week for a couple of months. And what happened to me, which I'm sure is what has happened to most of you, is that one day after I had digested this, it hit me that we've been being lied to, not just about 9/11, but about everything. And when you experience something like that, the only thing that I can equate it to is, when you come to that realization, it's like experiencing the death of a loved one. I remember when I lost my mother and I lost my father, I had the same feeling. And it takes a while to recover from that. And added to that is not just that terrible pain that you've been being lied to, and that your country or your government isn't what they profess to be or isn't the illusion that they've painted for you. There's also the fear that hits you of, oh my gosh, what is going on and what can I do about this? It took me probably a month, maybe 6 weeks, to recover and get over that, because frankly, folks, I was a nutball. I was a basket case. I was running around dizzy with bulletproof vests on. I was scared to death. I was almost hiding under the bed. That's how bad it was. Then when I recovered from that, I was still a junkie. I was still listening to Alex Jones, And I was stumbling across other websites doing other research on different things, and I popped on Republic Broadcasting. And from that point on, I had a routine. Now, remember, I was in Phoenix, Arizona, and every morning I would get up, jump in the shower, brush my teeth, get out, pop on Alex Jones from 9 to 12. I'd leave at 12, a few minutes after, run over to Scottsdale to the post office, you know, drop off my dry cleaning, do whatever I had to do, and I'd make sure I was back by 2 for John Stadtmiller. We're 2 hours behind there, by the way. This became like a junkie with his fix. And if for some reason I was not able to hear one of those shows, if I wasn't able to hear John or I wasn't able to hear Alex, it would aggravate me. Matter of fact, I'd get upset with people if they were trying, if I was out at lunch with somebody or whatever and they wanted to talk, well, I'd cut them short, okay, because I wanted to get home and hear John Stadtmiller. That's how bad it was. This went on for quite some time. It was a part of my routine, and it was a part of my day, and still, to this day, okay, when I get off the air, I go home, I listen to John Stadtmiller, I will tune into RBN at night, and I will listen to Rick Adams. Every once in a while, I tune into Frank Whalen. These guys are good talk show hosts, okay? They have entertaining shows, and I like listening to them. And that's part of the reason I don't watch TV, because it is more entertaining to listen to these guys and to listen to their guests than it is to sit and watch, you know, Movie of the Week or American Idol. Now, I did fall prey to watching American Idol the other night while I was sending out emails, and I was disgusted to see George and Laura Bush get on there and congratulate the American people for raising $70 million to supposedly send to Africa, which I know and you know probably that most of the money, if not all of it, is never going to get there. That's another story for another day. But back to what I'm talking about. So this went on. I did my research. I conducted my mortgage business, which I could do from home. And my fix was in every day. And the weekends, I'd listen to the weekend shows. I'd listen to Jack McClam. Jack, I've talked to Jack several times, okay? Jack's got a good show. I listen to many of the talk show hosts. I know a couple of them now, some former talk show hosts that have been here. I met Jim Fetzer at the 9/11 Truth Conference back in June of last year. I met Bob Bowman. I met Stephen Jones. I met all these people. And, you know, it's funny. Once I woke up and I was listening to these programs, and then I would go out and I would talk to the public at large, and I would discuss these issues with a prospective borrower, if I was doing a mortgage, or if I went to the gas station to get some work done on my car, I went to the barbershop or whatever, I would try to discuss these issues with people, and they would glaze over. Some of them didn't know what I was talking about, didn't want to know what I was talking about. Some of them got mad at me. Some of them told me I was a liar. And as you guys know, a lot of you guys out there are just sharp as a tack. Some of you are sharper than I am. A lot of you probably are sharper than I am. And you've done the research. And you know how difficult it is and how frustrating it is to try to talk to somebody when you have done the research, you've got the documented evidence, and somebody calls you a liar or a whackball, and they don't even want to see it. And you become isolated. I did. I became isolated. And as time went on, I began to realize that I was becoming more and more isolated because the frustration that I would experience by trying to talk to these people and have them shun me or have them not talk to me anymore, or I'd give them a copy of Alex Jones' film and say, here, watch this, and they wouldn't watch it, or when they did watch it, they didn't want to speak to me anymore. It's very frustrating, and you become isolated. And then I was listening to Alex promoting his 9/11 conference, and he said that he was going to have a conference out there, and he was going to invite, Charlie Sheen. He was a special guest. Charlie Sheen was going to be there. So I wanted to go. My wife and I flew to California. We went to this conference, and that's when I realized that that's where I needed to be. I was not among people that were of like mind where I lived. I didn't know anybody of like mind. I didn't know anybody that was awake. And I went to that conference, and I met, I don't even know, scores of people. And the unique thing about it, folks, is when I was there, we had a bond. We had a passion. From the time that we shook hands, we had a bond and a passion because we knew we were of like mind. We all knew that 9/11 was an inside job. Okay, we all knew the government was lying to us. And it's like you've got 1,200 instant friends that you didn't know you had. Because we could talk about a subject that concerned us all. And we could exchange ideas and thoughts and views. And we weren't going to get, you know, yelled at or you know, called a whackball or shunned or whatever. And we could sit down and we could vent and we could cry and we could do whatever we needed to do. And that was very, very important to me. And I don't know, I think, though, a lot of you out there may be experiencing the same thing I did, is that the more awake you become, the more isolated you feel. Because it's like Arlo Guthrie used to say in his song, Alice's Restaurant, they all moved away from me on the Group W bench. As soon as you find out the truth and you start trying to tell it, all the people that are living in denial, that are in their comfort zone, they don't want anything to do with you because now you're an oddball. Oh, you'll find one once in a while. This is why you have to spoon feed these people as opposed to trying to, as one of my listeners said, feed them a great big piece of meat at one time. You can't do that. But there's a point that I'm going to make here, folks. I got back from that conference invigorated. I was energized. I was charged up and I was ready to go. Okay? And I was calling around. I was looking for videos and I was looking for them by the score because I was going to go start passing them out. All right? And this is, and by the way, after I had recovered, after I had suffered that death and I had got over it, I sat there for a month with my guts just churning because I knew that the information and the knowledge I had, I just couldn't sit there and do nothing. My being wouldn't let me sit there and do nothing. So I said, well, what am I going to do? And I was driving down the road over to the post office one day, and I heard an ad on KFNX that said, you know, if you want to advertise your products, you can be a talk show host. And so I called him, and I said, okay, I want to be a talk show host. What do I got to do? You know, it said if you qualify, you can be a talk show host. Well, I found out the only thing you had to do to qualify was have money. You know, you had to have the money to pay for it. And so I went and bought and sponsored my own time for 1 hour a week. I wrote a check for $8,000 to go on the air, sponsored myself, to try to tell the American public at large what was going on. That was mainstream media, and all I would do is go on and read alternative news articles, and I would get telephone calls of people going, ooh, and ah, and oh, is that true, and oh, you're a nutball, or whatever. Some people would listen, and some people didn't. But you know what? I had a good feeling inside, because I knew I was doing the right thing. And that's the key, folks, is doing the right thing. We have a constitutional republic, at least we had one, and it's going fast. And the only way we're going to keep it, it's about gone. We can get it back, but the only way we're going to keep it is we've got to do something about it. We've got to do the right thing. So anyway, I'd do my show Friday's drive time every week. And during the week, I would still listen to Alex Jones. He was starting to fade a little bit because he's great at educating on the issues, but he doesn't get into the core. And so I started leaning more towards RBN because they would, you know, they would really go down the rabbit hole, and they had guests that would, you know, were expertise on a subject. And the format of the programming and the, I don't know, just the style, I guess. And I'm not saying this with a biased opinion, folks. I'm just saying as a listener, I just favored RBN. So there came a point in time where I started to kind of tune out Alex. I wasn't as hooked on him as I used to be. And by the way, Don, I'm not taking anything away from Alex Jones. You know, he's very, he's got his stuff down. He's very knowledgeable. He's got a quick recall, better than me. Okay? Take nothing away from the guy. He's one of the two people that woke me up, Alex Jones and John Stadtmiller. At any rate, let's get back to isolation. So I'm listening to RBN, like clockwork, getting my daily fix. And one day, I don't know, what, early January of this year, I went to tune into RBN, and guess what? It wasn't there. What was there was this big screed on the screen, this you know, somebody had done something or whatever, and you know what? I didn't care. Obviously, there was some kind of an inner turmoil going on within RBN. I didn't know. I didn't care. I read it, and I said, so what? You know, I don't care. Get this off here. I want to click listen live so I can listen to John. But I couldn't do it. For the next 10 days, I was without my fix. Tell you what happened when I come back. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. Stick with me. I'll be back in three.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Short segment coming up here. And I was talking about my journey through awakening and my journey out here to Round Rock, actually. So at any rate, I turned on, I clicked on to go to RBN Live one day, and my fix wasn't there. So if you can imagine, and I know a lot of you went through this too, okay, Imagine not hearing RBN, going in there with your regular daily routine that you're hooked on, and you click on and nothing's there. I spun dizzy for 10 days, folks. I didn't know what to do. I did everything. I was surfing around the web, going everywhere I could go to find it, find RBN. I couldn't find it. So eventually that problem got eradicated, but after that, I started, when they finally got back on the air, I when I got back to listening to John, I started hearing about the problems that were going on and back and forth. I'm gonna stop right there, and I'm gonna take a phone call. I want to continue with the story, but I'm gonna take a phone call real quick. Let's go to Drew in Texas. Drew, you're on with Michael.
Hello.
Hey, Drew, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, buddy.
Hey, man, you was talking about how you were, you know, got used to your routine and you know, used to hearing this, you know, certain shows and, you know, every day. And it just seemed like a perfect time to call.
Okay.
And because I live in Austin, the one radio station that we have any free truth coming out is just putting on one show. They change their schedule every day. And it seems to me it's just like they're trying to splinter us and just try to just drive us away from even listening to the radio.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know whether I should ask you what station it is or not.
I'll say, because I want to, you know, I want to complain about it.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 96.3 in Austin.
96.3.
And you know, it's just, you know, they there's certain shows, you know, that you know you put up that you want to hear, you know, shows that you were just talking about, or the two main ones.
Right.
And I'm the same way. When those shows are taken away, I'm not happy. And it's happening on a regular basis. And I mean, it's like driving us away from the radio to either the shortwave or a computer. And it seems like there's just something really strange going on with the Austin radio.
Well, you know, the only thing I can tell you, Drew, is I can check into that and find out if I can what's going on there, because I know I've had reports that they picked me up on 96.3.
Yeah.
And I've also heard reports that they broadcast Jack Blood, and Jack Blood's up against me in the time slot. So
right. I can tell you right now that Jack Blood hasn't been on in a long time, because I listen every day. We used to have 90.1, 100.1, and 96.3. Now all we have is 96.3. And you know, just and then it's you know a certain show one day, you know, like today at noon it's Giuliani, it's, you know, not saying that their shows are any less or anything, but I think they are personally.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Greg Szymanski, and you know, just different shows, you know, every day during a time slot that you know, a more prominent show that should be on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's why I'm saying it just seems like they're trying to splinter us. And
well, I'll see what I can find out, Drew. I don't have any control over what they put on.
I know, but I've tried to complain, and I think it just has a lot to do with egos. And
yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't fall into that category, because this isn't even my profession. I don't have an ego when it comes to this.
We enjoy your show, and I mean, all the shows on there. I mean, just get some consistency on that radio station. That's all I've, you know.
I'll see what I can do about 96.3. Got to run. I got to go to a break. Thanks for the call. Listen, I've got one more caller. I'm going to go to a break. Then I'm going to take Rob in New York, and then I'm going to get back to my story. So please hold the calls for about a half hour, folks, because I want to go through this. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, at republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. I'll see you in a couple of minutes. Stick with me. A message for